One of the leading Afghan delegates at the London conference is Omar Zahilwal. He's Afghanistan's finance minister and chief economic advisor to President Karzai. Zahilwal is also one of the key proponents of trying to reach out to the Taliban and reintegrate them into society.
There is a large number of Taliban who are with them, either because of economic reasons, either because of grievances, either because of fear. And what we need to do is to provide environment that's conducive for them to join mainstream society.
How far has the Karzai government gone in establishing this dialogue with the Taliban? I mean, have you at least identified Taliban members and officials, leaders who you think can be spoken with?
The government has always been in contact with elements of the Taliban at the lower level, at the mid level, and at the high level. What it did not have was the support of the international community. Therefore, the Afghan government could not give assurances to elements who wanted to join a peaceful way of life. Now with the London conference and a strong endorsement from the US, from the UK, from other donors, we have that backing and we can give the assurances to our enemy that if they renounce violence, if they distance themselves from Al-Qaeda, they respect Afghan constitution that ensures basic human rights and women rights, they could come not only run ordinary peaceful life, but they could also be part of the political process. They could run and be members of the parliament. If they have the capability, just like any other Afghan, they could also serve in the government in whatever post they're capable for.
Will the kind of getting the Taliban back into the camp of normalcy, shall we say, will that involve money? Will it involve cash payments to the Taliban to get them back on, quote-unquote, the right side?
Again, peace comes with a cost, but the cost of peace is many, many times less than the cost of war, and yet the benefits are many times greater.
Well, one issue that stands out for many Afghan citizens just as much as security, maybe even more so, and that is corruption. How will that picture change? I mean, how will you stop people working for your government from demanding bribes or simply extorting money from fellow Afghans?
We have made progress. Again, fighting corruption is inevitable in institutions that are weak. But what we also presented in the London conference was a comprehensive program to combat corruption, not only reactively, but also proactively by reforming institutions, streamlining procedures, and improving services to the public. So definitely corruption is high on our agenda, and we're pretty confident that, again, we will make good progress on that front.
Now, as far as the security situation in your country, President Obama last night in his State of the Union address sounded pretty hopeful about the rising quality and number of Afghan troops and police and a future where they're taking on a fuller measure of responsibility. What is your assessment of the capabilities of the Afghan forces right now?
We have full confidence in them. They're increasing in strength. Right now, 60% of our operations in Afghanistan are conducted by our own national security forces. Just 2 weeks ago, I personally was witness to this sophisticated suicide attacks around my ministry by the Taliban or elements of them. And it was only our security forces that responded to them. And with very minimum casualties within a few hours, everything was calmed down. So that shows the competence and capability of our own security forces.
You're talking about the attack last week in the center of Kabul.
Absolutely.
Mr. Zahilwal, since you're the finance minister, you're in a pretty good position to answer this next question. I mean, how will you pay for these new Afghan troops this year and in future years? I've heard that the GDP in Afghanistan is simply not big enough to pay the full bill.
Well, what we expect is the international community will pick the bill for us. Investing in Afghan security forces costs 1,000 times less than what it costs your soldiers. Right now, one soldier, American soldier in Afghanistan, costs about $1 million per year. One Afghan soldier costs about $5,000. So the aim here is that as we gain self-sustainability, we will rely less and less on your soldiers and their sacrifices and for a fraction of that cost.
Omar Zahilwal is the finance minister of Afghanistan and chief economic advisor to President Karzai, who is speaking with us from the special conference on Afghanistan in London. Thank you very much.
Thank you.